or bounce.
Cause that's how we roll.
Imagine a time where there was only like five MCs in the whole world, like 10 DJs in the whole world. Like this was a small time. So in one side, spiritually, you say, yeah, we know it's gonna be worldwide.
Couldn't ask for better gift to be given to put my life on this paper and give you visual written to some of the shit that I've been through. What was made me so different with the release of my lyrics? My life is making a difference. I write like a picture, have you stuck in my moment? Have you thinking you own it like you were there when I wrote it? There's very few that show it and stay true to be poets. I'm really glad that you're listening so I can help you notice. Over 90% of these fucking rappers are bogus. Some scripted ass actors, they probably never wrote it. And if they did, then you really better keep it noted. Cause they might have been around it, but they don't really know shit. Don't get me wrong, I build a realness on the come up. Dudes like Cole and Crip will make you run up. In the booth, get on the mic and then put your guns up. Show the people that it was skills, never dumb luck.
We couldn't even imagine. So, yes, in one area, we did know. Spiritually, we felt it. But we didn't know it intellectually. We couldn't say, oh, it's going to be here. Now we know. It's been 40 years. 1973, 40 years of hip-hop.
I said it before and I say it again. If it wasn't for the music, I'd be dead or in the pen. With all my lost friends, I'd be right there to the end. With a million ways to think, tell me where do I begin? I never had a better feeling than being on a stage. Looking at the crowd, watching everything I say. Every move I make, I got the whole crowd cheering. Looking at the girls' faces, you can see them staring. Everything I write keeps me going with my life. And I will never stop regardless of the price. Never scared of heights and the tops in my sight. It's a different struggle, but it's all the same fight. All my grown man shit and they got the diapers on. Candy pop pep, I think the jeans are too tight or something. Never give a fuck what they do, leave that hype alone. No care in the world when it's me and that microphone.
That just goes to show that everything that the mainstream tries to do to shut down original hip-hop, they are failing. They fail. Their mission, like, when we were coming up in the 90s, you had one side of people that just wanted money from rap music. And that's MTV, BET, and all these shows that just wanted to just extract the culture's worth and value and throw everybody else to the side. These people failed. Their mission failed. They failed miserably. They lost the battle, so to speak.